The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen. Here's to the A.F. of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band.
Sing it, Frankie. Sing it, baby.
Here's to the band.
That. Francis Albert Sinatra, a song written by Artie Schreck, Al Natoli. Artie from Bloomfield Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, wrote that great, great song. And I said to Artie, man, when I saw him in Vegas, he conducted for me in Vegas. Then he played the vibes, man. I went to Vegas. I had the late, great Vinnie Falcone at the piano. I had these great cats on stage at the Hilton when I was out there. I said, Artie, that was the best song, man. That was the best song. And he goes, I didn't like the arrangement. That's a great arrangement. Isn't that a great arrangement? I said, Artie, are you kidding me? I thought it was a great arrangement.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah, I think of Billy May, and somebody's going to call and correct me, but I think Billy May arranged it. It was great. So we are going to do that song Saturday night at the Saccone Theater at Pay Tribute, because Charlie Colello, who knew Artie, these are all Bloomfield Avenue guys, you know, great musicians. So we're going to do Here's to the Band. Well, I love that. Love that. Hey, Joe on the radio, you 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know what we did not touch on enough? I think the tornado watch. I got one of those beepy phone things too. So when I'm home, I'm on my way home, my phone goes off like tornado warning. When there's a warning, is that when you go to the basement, or is it, I'm so confused. They have all these little things. Like
they are loud, those alerts. I was taking a nap, and then that thing woke me up. I thought it was the next morning. I thought it was my alarm to wake up.
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
And sure enough, it wasn't. But yeah, they're very loud.
So the warning means you hide, or isn't there? What's the next step after warning? What's the next step? There's a warning risk. Is there something?
Right. No. Well, once they give you the tornado warning, they want you to seek shelter immediately, whether or not a tornado touches down.
So did any tornadoes touch down yesterday?
No. They're looking to see in Stanhope if a tornado touched down, because the school had damage in Lenape. So that school is shut down today, and there may have been a tornado that touched down. Somebody apparently saw a water spout. I think as far away, I think it was Lake Hopatcong. Yeah. So they're going to check that out. There was no tornadoes on Staten Island. A lot of hail, though.
Yeah.
Damages,
very
trees falling.
Very bad wind as well.
Yeah, a lot of heavy wind and stuff. This is some serious stuff. And when they put out these alerts, they're not jokes. I mean, I was struggling to stay up last night to make sure, God forbid, something did happen.
So you took a muscle relaxant.
Yes, after the gym.
I'm afraid to do anything like that, because I'm afraid exactly of that.
But I take it early because the effects last for about 8 hours, and I usually get about 6 hours
You'll
of sleep.
You'll get slammed to the wall on beer. That doesn't matter. But you won't take the muscle relaxing. You got to watch.
Yeah,
right?
I'll take it around 6:30. So this way it starts to go into effect, and then it's worn off by the time I wake up.
Yeah.
So I'm not sluggish. But beer could be the other medication I would use, but I'm not going to do that because I'm trying to stay a little more healthy.
So, and Staten Island got hit bad, and I think Sussex County, you said. Sussex County got hit, huh?
Right.
Hurricanes are just a...
No, tornado.
Just
possible tornado.
Tornado.
They're checking
it out. I mean,
National Weather Service is sending people out today to check.
If it was indeed that.
Right,
and there are still people without power in the state of New Jersey.
As of last check at about 2 this morning, there was a couple of thousand people that were without power.
Hey, how about the crazy things happening? Is it the end of the world? Shark attack in Maui. Did you see that guy?
I did see that. That's wild.
But why the smile and the smirk? Shark attack.
How about the woman who survived in the Maui jungle there?
Frank, what was that?
No, well, I don't know. The way you said it, you know, was, I don't know. It was something
natural disaster.
Like flipping. What?
You left
a shark.
You know, I'm laughing
in the water.
Laughing. I can't get his.
Wait a second. It's a shark in its natural habitat. How is that like the end of the world?
Well, because the guy died. That's why. Because
you have to be careful.
Wasn't he a doctor? And he was a doctor.
Apparently not a good doctor.
No, stop. He was a doctor.
That's mean.
Yeah, he was a doctor, and he worked all his life. He was just retired. Right. He goes for a swim. Yeah. I love the ocean. That's my favorite thing to do, swim in the ocean. And thank God where we are, down the shore, there's not like that many sharks, although 1916, Jaws was based on that rogue shark that went through the Jersey Shore and Mattawan, right. The Mattawan Creek and everything. But
100 years
ago. And that's why I get nervous when they have a pet shark and they tag it, and now they nickname it, and they put it on Twitter. I don't want a shark around me.
Yeah, but you can track it. Isn't that better?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is a little better. Besides,
he was a doctor. Yes.
Thomas Smiley.
That is Thomas Smiley.
Okay.
He just retired.
Oh boy. I see. Like five jokes just went right through Joe's brain.
A grandfather of six seems like a great guy. Actually,
one of his kids named Stuart.
So what? His leg? He lost his leg. And that's a horror, you know.
It's terrible. But
when I was in Maui, I would do laps. I've been to Hawaii a few times, and when I would be so nervous. But then when you see, and there are signs, shark area, right. like there was like this one little rolling creek that you could actually ride down. You could kind of go in the creek, boom, 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 and then end up in the ocean.
Oh wow!
Beware of the sharks. I'm getting on that ride.
No, but I get it. Warm water, and that's what happened. How about the woman in Maui who survived in the jungle for almost a week?
So she was lost for
17 days.
17 days. So apparently she stopped at this park to walk. She left her phone and her wallet in her car.
Oh boy!
She walked into the jungle. She sat down to rest, and I guess she got turned around and walked deeper into the jungle. And by the time she realized that, you know, she wasn't finding the exit, she was lost. She apparently early on broke her leg, sliding down a mountain or whatever part of it. She ended up surviving on water in the creek. She ate some moths or whatever, and they called off the search after 3 days.
She heard the choppers, and she was yelling for the choppers.
Right, they called off the search after 3 days. They figured they wouldn't be able to find her. Yeah. This one chopper, 17 days later, happened to see her by like a waterfall.
Wow.
And the guy was on like his bingo fuel where he had to go back, and they saw her, and they landed.
No, it's a great story of strength of will, I'm glad she's going to be okay. But what are people doing in the jungle? Does anybody need to go to the jungle? You know where I stay? I stay in cities. I stay where there's
Staten Island, the jungle of Staten Island.
There's no jungle.
Can't catch a bus in the jungle. Can you?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. There's no Uber that's picking you up in the jungle. Yeah.
But here's the difference. If you fall asleep on the bus, you just miss your stop. If you fall asleep in the jungle,
that's what I'm saying. Why would anyone want to go there? What's the appeal?
It's beautiful.
Aren't there jaguars there and stuff like that? I mean,
he'd rather go to Wolf's Pond Park and look at.
Yeah, I would. You get nature. We are the borough of parks. We have more parkland than any other borough. But you get greenery. But you don't get lost for 17 days.
This girl's tough, though. Man.
It is. She is, absolutely.
And then what happened with this while we're still moving?
I always wonder about these people that vacation in North Korea or Iran.
Who's vacationing in North Korea?
Columbia, for instance.
Yeah.
Well, no, but he was going there. He was going there to teach kids. He was going there as a fellowship. It's not vacation.
Stay.
Where are you going?
Cities.
Communist country.
Stay in cities.
What, like climbing Mount Everest?
Yeah.
What is that going on with that? Is there a traffic jam?
Yeah.
Up this mountain.
So here's the
thing. Are you going to wait? I don't wait in line. I have trouble waiting in line for like coffee.
Jesus.
I'm going to wait. Well, I only wait for Jesus. But are you going to wait in line? Did you see the picture of the traffic jam?
So
the
human traffic jam. Here's why this happens. Right in a couple of weeks here.
Because Al has an answer for everything. You know, come on.
Because I've read the story. I'm up on it.
Would you like to hear it? Yes.
You know, okay. So in these couple of weeks here, the weather conditions at Mount Everest are very favorable for climbers. There are so many people going up to Mount Everest right now because they've had temperate weather that there's a wait. And what happens is because it's the highest peak in the world, above 25,000 feet, you can't breathe. So you have to bring oxygen with you. They run out of oxygen waiting to get to the top of the mountain, and that is fatal. We've seen two people die already up there that are Americans. And listen, it's one of those things where people want to climb the mountain.
11 people confirmed dead in 10 days. Okay,
right.
Mandy Moore, the actress, just reached Mount Everest.
She did?
Yeah. Wow. So congratulations to her. But why? Well, what are you doing?
And once you reach it, this guy that just recently died reached it, didn't he? And he was on his way down.
On his way down, and he died because he ran out of oxygen.
He ran out because of the traffic jam?
Well, yeah, because you can only carry a certain amount. So while you're sitting, you know, you're standing there waiting for these people to come off, you're breathing your supply of oxygen.
Everest, and then you get run out of oxygen.
Right.
I will just never understand why we work so hard to establish civilization only for people who live in civilization to completely reject all the accomplishments and the amenities of the Western world.
Look, see the synergy we have with this wonderful audience, Judy Eskin. Judy, good morning. What's on your mind from Brooklyn, New York?
That's exactly what's on my mind. We're talking about sharks. I told the screener, what about these crazy people that climb Mount Everest? Could you please explain that to me? You only how many people die climbing these mountains? All these mountains, they're crazy.
Right on the money. Judy, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. You know, it's so funny. We just talked, as I opened my mouth, started talking about it, Judy had called. We're all thinking the same thing. I don't know. And then when I was younger, I always wanted to surf Waimea. Waimea Bay is where they have those 40-foot waves. And I said, boy, that would be great to really ride one of those waves. So now I go to Hawaii. I'm not in Hawaii. It's on Oahu, the island of Oahu. And I go out, and I'm dating the girl that ended up with David Hasselhoff, Pam, the love of my life back then after my first divorce. I'm with Pamela, and I'm going surfing, babe. I'm going surfing. I go out. I went out there. Those waves were so big, you couldn't go out. So I rode the inside break of Waimea, 12-foot waves.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
I almost got killed. I almost got killed.
Well, see the way the wave breaks?
No, honestly.
See the way the wave breaks?
Honestly, had you gotten hurt or you encountered a shark, you would have been saying Waimea.
I was by...
Wow.
That's great. That's why they did. That's how they named it. It's Waimea.
Right.
It was an Italian guy out there.
Charlie,
Waimea in the water like it is. It's warm.
Lukewarm.
It's not warm. I didn't say it's lukewarm. It's lukewarm.
But honestly, there are so many real dangers that are life-ending, potentially on any given day. You could have a heart attack and suddenly die. You could get cancer. You could
take a selfie at the Grand Canyon.
So why would you invite this degree of danger into your life?
You're absolutely right.
To climb a rock?
Because it's exciting.
To go through the jungle? Because so's a roller coaster.
I was out there during the time of the Miller commercials that were on the air, and I'm out there in Waimea, and I'm by myself, and a guy's paddling out who's a really good surfer, and he goes, hey, Python Piscopo? Like that. But not so much surfer, Joe. Not so much surfer. I took the wave, the lip of the this wave rolled in Waimea, and I just wanted to surf Waimea, and I didn't have a longboard, which I should have had. So I started to paddle. It starts to kick in. I stand up. The wave was the drop had to be at least 12, 15 feet, it seemed. And the wave snapped, dumped me off my board, and I just tumbled and totally wiped out. And you got to stay under for like a good minute in the water.
What I learned recently about surfing is that it's not really like all those Frankie Avalon movies. In fact, I was talking to Courtney Gross.
I put a green screen behind me. And I pretend.
Courtney Gross, who you've met, she's the political reporter for New York One. She's interviewed you before and stuff.
Yeah, she's great.
She was telling me, she's a big surfing enthusiast, that
she is?
Yeah, when you surf, you're only up there at most, you're only riding the wave for a couple of seconds, right?
20 seconds.
20 seconds, right.
Yeah, maybe.
So how much work do you have to do to get that 20 seconds of thrill?
It's funny you mention that, because surfing to me is an analogy of my life. Whitewater. I have to fight all the whitewater. I'm telling you. So when I go out, and I believe you present the, when I always joke about the curse, whether you're on driving your car and someone goes in front of you, and we joke that there's an option in my car to get somebody in front of me that goes 25 miles an hour. When I go into the water, there's whitewater. You have to, down the Jersey Shore in particular, in Hawaii, you can go on the side of where the waves break. You can go, the ocean, the Pacific is so huge, and you can go out to the side where you can get out to the waves. In Jersey, you have to fight the white water. When it's breaking, you're breaking. And you are exhausted. And so many times, and even in my younger days, I would go out, I would go through the white water, you push down, you go under the wave. Just as you're out there, a wave starts to come. The set comes, and you're about to start. And you can't, you got to be careful because your arms are like rubber. You can't do it. It's not easy. But I got to tell you, being in nature with it, once you hit the wave, And once you're going on a right, I always like to go cut right or you cut left. I was never a great surfer, but there's nothing better than riding a wave. I'm telling you
Well,
you know, but to get there, you're absolutely right. And then I was out there when I caught in the white water so much, I said, this is like my life. Nothing's easy. I always have to fight through the white water to get that.
That's what happened with the Clintons.
I'm like, yeah, white water. Why am I right here? So, yeah, now I feel so bad I didn't get your birthday present today.
Oh, please.
No, I do. I should. He always gets something.
It's always tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, forget so, it. Wait till next year.
So, mm-hmm. I usually, if something, you know, Debbie, you're good at that, right? You get a present, you get a note, you always send a picture, you always always acknowledge.
I never get you guys presents, though. Yeah. I say happy birthday on the air.
Yeah, you at least remember. You at least remember.
Well, now that I know Frankie's birthday, now I'll remember.
Now we know. Don't forget. I know what a great present is. I will say on the air right now, if someone wants to leave Frank in his or her will.
That is
now.
That actually is a very thoughtful.
So there could be, listen, 20 years from now, I'll be dead and gone. Right.
That's
and someone will say,
thoughtful.
Frank, get you would left your fortune.
Right. And that's not
get
limited to just today. People should feel free to do that, you know, whenever they make their end of life.
See Mike Connors, he can set it all up for you.
That's a great job. Right. Great job.
20 after 9 o'clock.
One day, Frank's going to get a call. So-and-so left you $1 million in their will. Frank's going to be like, yeah.
I think what's more likely is I'll end up with 8 plastic-covered sofas that will all be bequeathed to me.
Yeah, somebody's going to leave you some old sofas.
Joe Franklin records.
Yes, exactly. And some of those hard candies that you break a tooth on.
Oh,
you know,
no. Those, don't leave
those
that.
Green and white hard candies.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. 921. Debbie, how we doing out there this morning on AM 970? The answer.
Oh, we're still trying to recover here on the Cross Bronx, guys. Cross Bronx West, really bumper-to-bumper traffic. Bruckner all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. We had that truck fire early this morning. It's been clear, but boy, it's still really busy there. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 35. And over at the Holland, 15 to 20, but heavier from the Pulaski Skyway. 80 East exit 43, accident cleared. 18 North at Route 1 into New Brunswick. Watch out for a collision over there. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as well as you take a ride over to 5th Ave here in town at 20th. It's a broken water main and stop and go traffic on the Cross Island North at Jamaica Ave with an accident. Grand Central West right at the BQE, a collision there as well. Watch for slowdowns, LIE West at Deer Park Ave with an accident cleared from the ramp. Watch for thunderstorms later, high of 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder knows why Mueller doesn't want to testify publicly.
Here's the deal. Mueller feels he's already testified. He wrote a 400-plus page report on the investigation.
Everything's in there.
Interviewed all those witnesses, took all those depositions, had all those investigators, spent $25, $30 million. Why do I need to come and testify again? What's the point?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams May 17th through June 3rd and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Got it.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Oh, you got to go to Mo's, 924 with Joe Piscopo's. You know, you've been hearing me talk about my friend Sal Asaro and his incredible family business, Botticelli Foods, true Italian-American success story. Have you ever wondered what type of olive oil you use in a specific dish? With BotticelliFoods.com, you can become, like me, an olive oil aficionado. It's the best thing for you, olive oil. You know it is. It's what your mama always said. Am I right? Well, Botticelli has an amazing olive oil cooking guide that shows different ways to use their delicious, authentic olive oils in your home-cooked meals, whether you're sautéing meat, poultry, fish, even baking a cake. Today, we're featuring their Botticelli extra virgin olive oil. That is my go-to olive oil. I keep it right by the stove. And that contains the highest quality olives sourced from the most exclusive regions in the Mediterranean. I learned recently, this is I love, that extra virgin olive oil is rich in antioxidants and reduces inflammation in the body. The health benefits can be remarkable. So whenever you go to BotticelliFoods.com, please remember to use the code JOEP so you can get free shipping on your entire order. You know, I tell you about Botticelli. I tell you about Sal Asaro. We sat, we talked. I take this very seriously because you're kind enough to listen to the show. Botticelli is the premium that you want because there's a lot of olive oil out there that you don't want. I use Botticelli all the time, and I invite you to do the same. Again, BotticelliFoods.com. Just use the code JOEP for free shipping. And next time you're making a meal for the family, make it better with Botticelli. BotticelliFoods.com. The art of Italian flavor.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma.
Dean Martin, Gino Paul Crescetti. See, that's another thing, Al. It's like 27 after 9. When I had the honor, and I was 27 years old, and I get invited to the Friars Club, and there was Dean Martin saw me do him on Saturday Night Live when we did the sketch where Jerry Lewis was having heart surgery. It was our opening sketch, the cold open, and I came out, and he goes, and Jerry was there going, who's going to be my doctor? And Dean Martin comes out with a cigarette, and the girl's, hey, Pally, I got a guy. And so Dean Martin loved that, so he wanted me in the roast. When they roasted Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra was the master of ceremonies at the Friars. They said, let's have Joe do it. So I got up, and I did. When I was there, and I was scared out of my mind. And that's where I did the Frank Sinatra impression to Frank Sinatra. I sang the song, I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. And then Frank Sinatra laughed, and that was there. The way it goes, I tell it different on stage, just to keep it quick on stage. But as I talk to you on the radio, and I'm always a little more long-winded, forgive me. But I said to Frank Sinatra right there, when he had a Jack Daniels in one hand, and he had a Camel cigarette in the other, and he's looking at me laughing. I said, hey, can I call you Frank? He looked up and he went, no. That's the way it happened at the Friars Club, like that. But I think back. And I should have done Jerry to Dean. I should have gone, Dean, does this bother you when I do this? Does this really bother you? What you mean? Do you hate me? I would have been much more in the face, much more cutting edge. I was so scared and intimidated by these giants that I've admired, you know? And as you
well,
get
that's understandable.
Yeah, don't you think? Know. I was like sure. So scared. Oh, my Lord. And not only was Lucille Ball and Milton Berle was there and Angie Dickinson and Shirley MacLaine. And it was like, it was just, to be next to Dean Martin, but I would have pushed it a little further there.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they know Dean Martin's real name was not Dean Martin.
Dino Paul Crochet.
But his original stage name was not Dean Martin. It was Dino Martini. And when he first started performing, he was performing as Dino Martini. but he changed it because there was another popular lounge singer named Nino Martini.
That's right.
And he didn't want to be too similar to Nino Martini.
Yeah. Tough guy boxer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Didn't speak English till he was five.
Yeah. Great story. And a great, great man. Went on to become an acquaintance.
A Boy Scout as well.
Is that right?
That's right.
But he was just always so nice and always so respectful. And as you would imagine Dean Martin to be. And Dean Martin now a dear, dear friend. So I wish I was just a little edgier then. I would have been, when you get older, you know.
Sure. I mean, if you could go back and correct every interaction that you've had, I mean, look, things would be different
for
all of us.
It's like with the exes. Would I marry them all over again that? You know, would I marry them all? And then I look at my children and I go, yeah. For them to bless me with the beautiful children that I have. Yeah. Right?
Wonderful. So it all worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. And now the end is near. Let me go to Charlie Fish before we break. Charlie, good morning. We're riffing this morning, buddy. What's on your mind, Professor?
Well, the Dean Martin was a dinner, not a roast. And the next time he went back, Joe, for a roast, Pat Cooper screamed out, "Whatever happened to Joe Piscopo?" And speaking of Pats, today is Patrick Henry's birthday. Give me liberty or give me death. And Frank Milano, who has the same birthday today as Jack Benny, is afraid of his own birthday. Time to bring Joey Piscopo on to discuss climb every mountain.
Oh.
Onward and forward.
All right. The D. Martin roast was a roast. It was a roast.
And today's not Jack Benny's
birthday.
And
Pat Cooper, I don't remember Pat Cooper ever saying that. But did he say Pat Cooper's birthday today?
No, I think he said it was Jack Benny's birthday. He may mean Jack Kennedy.
Speaking of Pat Cooper, he won't come on the air. He doesn't want to come on the air.
Well, no, you know what? Pat has a tough time hearing.
Yeah.
So he really can't
both
do...
Both ears?
Yes. So he really can't do
I'll
phone.
Do the show louder.
Right.
Pat, welcome to the program.
Yeah, no, but he did.
I said, how are you?
He loves you. We had that live event at Giardino d'Oro.
Yeah,
he
it was
came.
So much fun. Yeah.
And he was asking for you. He was hoping to see you there. But no, it's he would come on. I think it's the combination of the early hours phone.
Yeah.
But we'll set something up. Maybe we'll go visit him or something.
I'm telling you, one of the funniest cats in the world.
Absolutely,
man.
And a wonderful guy. I mean, I know he's had issues with his own family, and he's kind of gotten a bad reputation because you
I
know,
didn't hear about that.
Should
we not talk about
it? No, I mean, his son talks about it all the time.
Really?
And his exes, but but
Pat Cooper?
I haven't
heard that.
Every interaction I've ever had with him has been very pleasant.
And then I'm telling you, and I tell you this, and we'll move on, is that when I was at it was the road. Of Bobby De Niro? It was the roast of somebody there, and Martin Scorsese was there. Yeah, I think it was Robert De Niro. And I told you this before at the Friars Club, and it was at a big room, and he was there, and he looked so nervous, and he was at the end of the dais, and he kept just Pat Cooper, I'm going he's going to close the show, and I'm going like, oh my god, this is going to be rough, you know, because he was nervous, and he said, I don't know what the heck I'm saying, and you know, he's with his language, you know, and I'm talking to him right before he went up there, he buried everybody,
now, you know,
he shouldn't even show up when Pat Cooper does a roast. He was more brilliant, more funny, more timely, more cutting edge than anybody on the day.
Well, he was at the Bob Grant roast as well, right? Wasn't he? Way back in the day,
when we were in this studio, you asked me about that. Yeah. Remember that? I walked in here, Jerry goes here, go sit 6 years ago, sit with Frankie Fiburrows. So Frankie's sitting where you sit now. And then he starts with hey, what about that Bob Grant roast where he made that lewd comment about Kimberly?
Rush Limbaugh
made that lewd comment. And I go, what are you asking me like that for? So, but it worked out. So,
but was Pat was
curious
there,
comment,
right?
Though. So what?
Pat
was there. You're right. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
It was there.
No,
man.
He's very funny. He doesn't even do jokes, really. He just reacts.
But it's spontaneous, man. And he never got his due, I don't think.
No, I think, he's got a great reputation still.
I wish he would still get on the road. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:33 with Frankie Fiburrows. Birthday, Frankie Fiburrows. And Big Al actually has news. There is news right here as we go into Mike Gallagher at 10:05. Live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Westchester County Executive George Latimer is commenting on Standard Amusements filing for bankruptcy. The company was supposed to take over Rye Playland later this year, according to the Journal News. Standard Amusements announced in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing that it owes close to $530 million to more than a dozen debtors and that the loss of the Playland deal left it with no other choice. Latimer said in a statement that the county's legal team will continue to address this matter and that it's going to get sorted out by the bankruptcy court. The county executive announced last month that the contract with Standard Amusements would be terminated. The state of New Jersey is clarifying how much time Garden State craft breweries can dedicate to big parties. The Division of Alcohol Beverage Control issued a special ruling yesterday that leaves the current restriction in place that states craft breweries can hold no more than 25 special events a year. However, the ABC division now says that a special event is defined as only those promoted through mainstream media or provide event entertainment, such as DJ night, live plugged-in bands, and live championship sporting event broadcasts. In addition, craft spots can now receive food deliveries and provide menus of food from other establishments. Tours must be taken before being served, but only once a year if you choose to give over your name and email. The special ruling is reportedly intended to strike a balance between the interests of the craft brewing industry and businesses like restaurants and bars. In sports, Masahiro Tanaka touched for four runs in the first inning. Yankees went on to lose 5-4 to the Padres at the stadium. Michael Conforto with a go-ahead grand slam in the seventh inning as the Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3 in Los Angeles. The Amazons have won 7 of their last 9. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. New Jersey Transit back on or closed. Let's go to the LIE West at Comac Road. Accident on the shoulder. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly. LIE West right out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound LIE at Woodhaven Boulevard. An accident just about cleared. Watch for some pockets of volume here on 5th Avenue at 20th. The problem is a broken water main. That's what's causing the delay in that area. And it's still kind of busy for you as you head to the Deegan southbound stop and go traffic, 230s down through the Cross Bronx. Remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. FDR Drive North in the 60s, a collision reported now as well. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 15 to 20, 280 West exit 16. An accident getting out through the Harrison area, southbound thruway easing at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking the forecast, thunderstorms today with a high of about 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to grow the best garden you can and save by shopping Lowe's. Pick up a 50-quart bag of Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $10. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/5. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody's on Balance of Nature. You got to get on that Balance of Nature. It's 9:38 with Joe on the radio. It is time, about 10 o'clock, I take my second dose, if you will, of the fruits and vegetables in capsule form. They come in fruits and they come in vegetables, right? So I take the fruits in the morning and I double the dose on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, who says balance of nature is changing America one life at a time. And then into the afternoon, I take the vegetable. So before I went out to Yankee Stadium yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure, I knew I wouldn't be eating as good as I ended up eating, but just in case, I took the vegetable. And then you got to try the balance of nature, Frankie, the balance of nature, that the drink that I have, you know, with the
fiber and spices. Oh yeah.
This is great. The fiber and spices, is that what it's called?
Absolutely.
It is so great. It just settles your whole stomach down. It's almost like a probiotic, which is right. And by the way, if you call the number 800-246-8751, you get your very own health coach for free, by the way. You got to try Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And now you can experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself for a limited time. All new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. So I'm excited that you can get that at a great, great price. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is an AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news alert.
At 9:40 right now with Joe on the radio. So Robert Mueller apparently will make a statement regarding the Mueller investigation, this Russia probe, at 11 a.m. this morning. And Frankie, what does that break that down for us, if you'd be so kind? Mueller will speak at 11 o'clock this morning regarding...
Well, so we don't know what he's going to say, right? So it's all just speculation. So I'll give you my speculation. Yesterday it was revealed that Michael Wolff, the controversial author that wrote that gossip-filled book, the Fire and the Fury, all the rumors in the Trump White House, which resulted in Steve Bannon's firing. He's out with a new book called The Siege. It's not released yet, but the New York Times got a preview of it. And by far the most explosive thing that he's put in this book is that Mueller actually prepared an indictment for President Trump on obstruction of justice charges.
This is what Wolf says.
And he claims his source. Now, Mueller put out a statement, says it's not true, but Wolf is standing by this. He says his source is impeccable, and he actually has the documentation of this indictment that he's included in the book.
So that Mueller wrote himself, they somehow got a copy of that?
Right. That's what he's claiming. And the most interesting thing about this new Michael Wolff book, so that's what I would imagine Mueller's going to come out and
answer these allegations.
And answer that. But the most interesting thing about this book to me is that even after it resulted in his firing and his distancing from President Trump, Steve Bannon spoke at length on the record with Michael Wolff for this second book as well, which I don't understand. I mean, you know what kind of book he's going to be writing about the president. So why Steve Bannon would speak to this guy on the record, I don't get.
So Mueller, you know what? I joked about this because there are clips of Mueller speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The guy never said a word. I can't even tell you what Mueller sounded like. When Robert De Niro does the impression on Saturday Night Live, he does like a voice, but he doesn't speak much. So now he's going to have a press. Mueller's going to have a press conference 11 o'clock this morning.
Right. So we don't know if he's going to be taking questions or if he's just going to issue a brief statement.
Or someone will speak for him, maybe.
I don't think so.
Statement he's going to say.
Well, the statement.
What does he say, Frank? What does he say? He goes, you know, I wasn't going to.
I think what I would imagine is Mueller's going to put out a statement saying the reports that our office, that the special counsel's office prepared an indictment for the president is completely untrue. Any assertion to the, to the contrary is completely inaccurate. And anyone who claims that that was the case is not doing it on any basis of fact.
In the moment.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know what he's going to say.
I know. And as I watch, we have CNN now. I don't know why we have CNN up there, but we do. And it's like, so I'm watching it. Mueller, now they're going to start salivating. till 11 o'clock. They will salivate. Mueller's going to say something. This guy, Wolf, wants to take the president down. They're obsessed with this. It's like, when does this go away?
Here's, I agree with everything that you said with one exception. I don't think Michael Wolff or CNN or MSNBC or any of these people want to take the president down. Donald Trump is the best thing that has ever happened to these people's
ratings-wise, you're talking.
And look, Michael Wolff is a best-selling author. I mean, honestly. Yeah. Right. So
who is Michael Wolff? Right?
The best thing that can happen to all these guys is 6 more years of Trump Inc. They have used Donald Trump to build their brand, to build a business empire, a media empire. In the case of Michael Wolff, who was almost totally obscure a couple of years ago, his first book's now in its third printing.
Oh,
he's now a celebrity.
God. Oh, my
so
God.
You think that's going to last if there's a President Mike Pence or a President Joe Biden?
That's the point.
That's why. They need Donald Trump.
They keep wanting to take him out, If he goes out, Mike Pence is in there, and it'll be tougher on them. Mike Pence will be tougher on them than Donald Trump ever was.
Do you think Stephen Colbert would be the number one show in late night if Mike Pence was president or Joe Biden? No way. Yeah, no way. Yeah. They need Donald Trump. They're not going to let him go.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. Hey, so anyway, Robert Mueller, 11 o'clock today. Let me go to Steve, if I can, in the city. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Happy birthday to you.
All right. That's a
Frankie, baby.
All right. Good. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. We appreciate that very much. That was a little creepy. Is that a buddy of yours?
No, yeah. No. That's a famous talk radio caller, Steve from Manhattan. He's a little robots.
All right. That was okay. Well, thank you, Steve.
His claim to fame was always calling under a fake name all these different radio shows and then sneaking in Pap Buchanan for president. Well, I recognize the voices.
Good. You are good like that, huh? Hey, residents of northern New Jersey, please listen. My brothers and sisters in the great state of New Jersey, my fellow citizens, you may be feeling some soggy deja vu as thunderstorms are in the forecast again. You heard Joe Lumberg talking about it. The National Weather Service is saying showers and thunderstorms are possible again today starting at 4 p.m. Aside from heavy rain, the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds. The service says the threat of such weather is possible daily until Friday morning. What is going on? What is going on with these showers? And in the Midwest, if you're listening in the Midwest, you know, and I know I talked to somebody who was so interesting as I was running out of Yankee Stadium yesterday, and somebody stopped me and said, Joe, can I get a picture? I'm from Kansas City. And I went, oh, and we talked about Walter White, my buddy who just passed away, from the Chiefs. And we took pictures. Oh, we take a picture with my girls. I said, yes, absolutely. It's rough out there. The storms, I don't know what's happening. And Frank, you always come up with, when I say, you know, people talk about climate change. Now it looks like there was that movie on The Day After Tomorrow, Dennis Quaid movie, you know, where everything, guy is going crazy now. Is it happening more now, or has it always been like that? We're just seeing it reported more.
Well, the Earth is definitely hotter than it was, you know, 100 years ago.
But would that cause all of these tornadoes, of these floods?
I don't know, but there are enough climatologists that say that is the case, right? I mean, clearly, you know, we can argue about the causes global warming or climate change, but when you see what happened with Hurricane Sandy and things like that, there's very little. I think all government and all policymakers should be worried about how to deal with the effects of what's here. Higher tidal waves and, you know, greater likelihood of flooding.
But wasn't it always like that?
No.
Is it really bad, worse now than it was?
Last year was the fourth warmest year on record, breaking the record from if you look at the 10 hottest years on record, they've all happened within the last 20 years, in history.
So they're saying that's man-made I'm not seeing anything that's specific. Is it the man-made carbons that we're emitting in the air? Is it the cows? I mean, I'm confused by this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all creates I'm not advocating for the Green New Deal as a policy. But I mean, my understanding, and again, I'm not a scientist, but my understanding is that releasing carbon into the air, it creates this greenhouse gas effect where it makes the Earth more like a greenhouse and makes the planet warmer. But irrespective of the reason that the planet's warmer, it's warmer. We know it's warmer. No one is disputing that the Earth is warmer than it is than it was years ago. So, you know, this year is probably going to be another one of the warmest years on record. So we can argue about the causes, or we can kind of try and worry about how we're going to handle this.
Yeah, I'm confused by it all. Then what they say when they just put the blanket Green New Deal, I'm confused by it all.
What well, again, I'm not advocating for the Green New Deal.
I understand.
And when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the Green New Deal, her version of the Green New Deal is very different from Mike Bloomberg's Green New Deal, which is very different from Bill de Blasio's Green New Deal. So now the problem with the term Green New Deal is it's whatever it is you want it to mean. You know, so these folks, there's not a specific policy agenda or program that's associated with the Green New Deal, because everybody claims their ideas for how to make the world better while improving the economy is they call it the Green New Deal.
All right. Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Joe on the radio. Here's a great tweet. I appreciate your tweets. And Brian McLaughlin, we know, always a pleasure hearing one of the most respected reps in USA, Pete King. That's Congressman Peter King. He gets the job done for his constituents. Never forgot his roots or friends. You're right on the money, Brian. Thanks for your nice note. On Twitter, Piscopo in the morning right now. It's
and,
10.
And Brian McLaughlin as well, by the way. Yeah. When he was in the State Assembly,
yeah.
He was the perfect example of a nonpartisan leader. Worked with everybody,
I
Democrats,
you,
Republicans,
exactly
everybody.
That's what we need. Thank you, Frank. 10 minutes before 10, Debbie's on the roads for you, looking out for you before the storms kind of come in. Yes. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. And again, happy birthday to Frank. And good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening, guys. As we head to the Garden State Parkway North at 140, it's an accident getting up toward the Union Tolls. New Jersey Turnpike North, heavy getting up toward 14. 3 West getting up by the Meadowlands, an accident. And then out at Grove Street in Clifton, a crash there as well. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland. That's going to be about 25 minutes in. Still busy cross Bronx West, Bruckner through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge because of that earlier tractor-trailer fire. Deegan heavy in both directions at the cross Bronx. And if you're heading to 5th Ave at 20th here in town, 2 lanes blocked. Some ongoing police department activity as you head through that area as well. The RFK Bridge getting into town, a disabled tractor-trailer. And the Grand Central Parkway West at the BQE right before that RFK Bridge. Watch out for an accident. LIE West at Comac Road, a collision is on the shoulder. And taking a ride to the southbound thruway, just easing as you get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka gives you the real numbers on immigration.
16% of immigrants are allowed into this country on merit. It's just irrespective of whether or not they're actually going to make a contribution to this country. What country on the world does that to itself?
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of low clouds and fog for a while this morning. Otherwise, clouds and breaks of sun today and becoming warmer with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, high 77. Now, a couple of showers and strong to severe thunderstorms will cross the area late this afternoon and early tonight. Any thunderstorm can produce torrential downpours, large hail, and damaging winds. Mostly cloudy later tonight with a shower or thunderstorm, low 62. Clouds and some sun, warm but more humid tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 80. A couple of strong to severe thunderstorms are likely late tomorrow or tomorrow night. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lundberg, 952, telling you about the Gold Shield. You know, it's amazing. 22 veterans a day take their lives. 22 a day. Over 140,000 since 9/11. We need to put an end to this. We got to do something about it. The president's leading the charge. And now, I don't want to say it's because our friend at the Gold Shield came to the radio, our radio station, and said we want to start helping the veterans. I don't know if that was it, but I'm starting seeing more. You know, once you start talking about it, I saw some things on the news about the veterans and suicide, because you can't just let this go. And I wish Congress would worry about this as opposed to anything that Mueller says, for crying out loud. So we have the ability to take this into our own hands with the Gold Shield. So if you're a merchant, you become a Gold Shield merchant. Now, you could go and sign up at thegoldshield.us, thegoldshield.us, and Gold Shield merchants pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. Now, this 501c3, that's a nonprofit designation from the IRS that they distribute donations to PTSD, you know, to the organizations that are helping veterans and also to cancer research. So you and I, we go by a store, we look, we say, hey, look at the Gold Shield. You go in, you know you're helping veterans. It's a great, great concept, and we're trying to kick it off here on the radio station, and it's catching on pretty darn good, especially when you see the news outlets start to report about it. 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111. We care so much about our veterans. Appreciate people putting their lives on the line. They go and they come back and they take their own life. Inexcusable. It's time for you to go, please, to thegoldshield.us.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Stevie, let it go. Stevie Ray, baby. So, I got to tell you, this guy, I'm telling you what, man.
This tour was so memorable. This is from the Instep album.
Yeah.
This is when he played with Jeff Beck. They did the Fire and the Fury tour. This is the first time I ever saw him at Madison Square Garden, 13th row on the floor. Blown away.
I know, I was when I had the privilege and honor of introducing Stevie Ray Vaughan when I was a kid. We were both kids, and it was, tell me, it was WNEW-FM had those.
Yeah, the pier.
Yeah,
at the
they
pier.
Were great,
oh, yeah.
Man. Joe, would you introduce Stevie Ray Vaughan? That's the one I took that opportunity.
Right.
Spend time with Stevie. Talk with Stevie.
Stevie was
That's
awesome.
When he was ripped up. His fingers were ripped up, I keep telling you. And he's putting on super glue and baking soda to cover the skin that was ripped up from his massive, you know, blasting of his beautiful guitar.
Did you ever see his appearance on Austin City Limits? He's in the middle of doing a solo. Yeah. The string breaks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
The guy comes out with another guitar.
Yeah.
And hands it to, and seamless, like he didn't miss a beat. Unbelievable.
The guy was amazing. So Michael, who will be with us at the Saccone Theater this Saturday night, we invite you to come down. And Mikey rips it up as he plays Jimi Hendrix music. Now I say, you got to check out Stevie Ray Vaughan, because Stevie Ray was the only guy that really followed in Hendrix's footstep as far as quickness with the guitar and that style of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
They think Jimmy was psychedelic rock. Well, not so much. It was just a brilliant guitar playing.
Right.
So now Michael's totally into Stevie Ray. So now we have the set list. We were going to do Voodoo Child, do a little something. We'll do it. And now he says, Stevie Ray. I said, you know, just riff it, Mike, because so anything could happen Saturday night, because the band always knows those blues things. But he played, oh, come on, you got to dig up the song.
What?
It's called Rude Dude.
Rude Mood.
Rude Mood. Man, Al knows it. This is unbelievable, this song, huh?
I have it. Give me a second. Yeah. I have a live version, but I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, so maybe we could try that Saturday. We're going to see.
That's good because it's instrumental.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could do Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, you know what? We thought about that, but I think Rude Mood really just plain rips it up. Hey, I'll be looking for it. It's Piscopo in the morning. We want you to be careful out there because the storms will be coming back in later this afternoon and leaving. This is Rude Mood. This is Stevie Ray. Yeah, we should do this song, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Michael can play just like this, too. But. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It's that little funk in it. I can see you playing the rhythm in the back.
I ain't playing. No, I'll probably play. I may be on the drums on that one, man.
Oh, Chris Layton was amazing on the drums.
Yeah. Thank you, Al. So, Five Boroughs, we got the rain coming in, and any local news that we're missing. We're going to go to Mike Gallagher at 10:05, but thank you, Al, for doing that. That's awesome, man. Don't forget, please, Robert Mueller, 11 o'clock,
right
in the middle of the Mike Gallagher show. You don't want to miss it.
Right, and we are hearing it is not going to be a press conference. It is only going to be a statement. He's going to be issuing a statement and not taking questions.
But you will hear him talk.
Right. Exactly. Some people say he was unhappy with Bill Barr's initial remarks about the findings of the investigation before he released the redacted report. So maybe he'll address that. Maybe he'll address this Michael Wolff book, which claims the president was going to be indicted. But he will not be taking any questions.
All right, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Robert Mueller, 11 o'clock. Of course, everybody's going to be on this. And, you know, the left is going to just be salivating and drooling to see exactly what Mueller says. Will it just go away? Let's help the veterans like we're talking about. Let's build the infrastructure. Let's go to the stressed areas. We talked about manufacturing in the stressed areas of America. It's so easy. Let's join together. Put aside the divide. Oh, for goodness sake, it just won't go away. And we're not going away either, like it or not. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher coming up. You may want to stay with Mike during the whole Mueller press conference. He will carry it live, I'm sure. Frankie, great show. Thank you so much. Thanks, Al. Dean, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Joe on the radio, make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
62 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Homeowners across Rockland and Westchester counties cleaning up from last night's storms. No major damage reported, but there are some down branches and trees. Forecasters warning a new batch of intense weather coming tonight. It may include heavy-duty wind and hail. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson speaking out against funding cuts to public libraries on the steps of City Hall. City Council's proposed funding for public libraries this coming fiscal year is $388 million, which is a slight increase. But library administrators across the city say their annual costs continue to climb, and that $388 million actually works out to be a cut in funding. They say they will have to lay off staff or stop funding important community programs. Library heads say a $35 million increase will actually pay for all their services.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.